This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Hello and welcome to the Ice Guys. This is the show that takes you into the world of the National Hockey League. Every game, every day, from a betting perspective. With pro sports handicappers, Ian Cameron, Alex B. Smith, and various guests from the world of hockey and sports betting. And now, here's your host, Ian Cameron.
Welcome to the Ice Guys, presented by Boston Hemp Inc. Tuesday, June 18th. Ian Cameron solo today. Alex, no pregame bets for him, so he's decided to rest up for the betcast. He's got nothing. He just told me I'm not going to add anything to the show. I mean, I've got nothing going on pregame. All his betting is going to be live, so we'll see Alex tonight for the betcast. Matt's got some meetings for work, so just you and I today on this Tuesday to get you ready for Game 5. The Stanley Cup Final with the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers. Very much looking forward to it. I think when you look at this game tonight, we'll just briefly talk about Game 4. It's really not much to say other than, look, I think Florida, I don't want to say they punted the game. I don't think they did that. I think Boston, there was a look they did it. I thought for Florida, they just, you know, got a subpar game from their team defensively, and really Sergei Bobrovsky played a little bit of a worse game by his standards as well. Not that it was terrible, but certainly one of the hallmark achievements for Bobrovsky throughout the playoffs has been his ability to shut down the slot chances, where Edmonton has had their share of good opportunities in the slot area, but he's been able to thwart them, and that was clearly not going to be the case with the game the other night. And look, once Florida got behind 3-1 with those early goals that Edmonton was able to score in the first period, Florida's got to play a completely different game. They've got to open up. They've got to take chances. They've got to, you know, try to get the defense involved in the offense and pinch in at the blue line. And that just fuels what Edmonton can do as far as their transition game and their rush game. And it just opened the floodgates from that point on. So I really don't think you can look at it and say, wow, Edmonton pummeled them 8-1. That Florida's all of a sudden crumbled. No, it's a product of how the game had to go for them to try to get back in it. It was the first time really all series they were facing a significant deficit to this Edmonton team. And obviously once that happened, they had to open the game up. It's just hockey 101. You know, you can't play in a shell. You can't play conservative. And you can't just sit back and wait for the other team to make a mistake when you're down 3-1, 4-1, you know, like they were early in the second period. So once that happens, it really, you know, it played right into Edmonton's hands with the speed they have, with the strength of their team offensively, which is scoring and getting chances and attacking off the rush. And that's exactly where they burned Florida in Game 4. It's interesting, this dynamic of, have they gotten in Bobrovsky's head because they pulled him Paul Maurice pulled him in game four after it got to 5-1. You know, you heard Paul Maurice in the post game say it was pretty much just he needed some rest. It was a chance to get him some rest. You know, at that time when it got to 5-1, Oilers pretty much knew that, you know, it was going to go back to Florida for game five here on this Tuesday night. So why keep him in there? To me, it was the perfectly sensible, logical, correct decision, you know, to take Bobrovsky out at that point in the game. And that's exactly what they did. And now, because of that, you know, you would think you're going to have a fresher and more rested goaltender here tonight as far as game five is concerned. But, you know, credit to the Oilers, a team that came out strong. I was reading some things that Duncan Keith, you know, was in the organization right now, had a little speech about avoiding a sweep when he played with the Blackhawks. And, you know, you don't want to let that happen on home ice. And they didn't. They came out strong. They got, more importantly, they've had games where they've come out strong in this series, but they just didn't convert on their chances early in the game. But game four was different. They scored those two quick ones. It put Florida on their heels, and that really allowed the crowd to get into the game, energize the building, energize the team, and they really fueled themselves from there. So credit to the Oilers, avoiding the sweep. But like I said, after that game ended, to the people I was watching the game with, if you think they played great in game four, they're going to have to play that good, and you could even say they may even have to play better than that here tonight in game five if they are going to send this series back to Edmonton for game six on Friday night, because you know the Florida Panthers are going to be packing one hell of a punch tonight. The question is going to be, will that punch be enough to deliver the first Stanley Cup in franchise history for the Florida Panthers here tonight? One thing we do know about tonight's game is we are on the air with a live Stanley Cup playoff Patreon exclusive betcast for game five tonight. Florida Panthers, Edmonton Oilers, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Again, this is Patreon only tonight. So if you want to join us on the BetCast, you must be a Patreon member. And if you aren't, there's still time. Just sign up, patreon.com/iceguys, $10 per month. We have our BetCast for Game 5 tonight, which will be exclusive to Patreon. And if this series somehow reaches Game 7, which would be next Monday night, we will also have a BetCast that will also for that game, and it will also be Patreon exclusive. So just make sure you are aware of that. And again, patreon.com/iceguys, just $10 per month. And again, Patreon exclusive live BetCast for game five tonight, which could be the last game of the season and the last BetCast of the season. If the Oilers are able to win tonight and win game six, and we find ourselves in a game seven next Monday night, I'm not sure that's going to be the case, but never say never. If that does happen, Monday night, game seven, there will be, again, a Patreon exclusive live BetCast. So definitely make sure you're aware of that. All right, let's get into game five preview. It's going to be a brief preview. There's really not much for me to say because it's basically, you know, regurgitating a lot of the same points we've talked about and the same, you know, angles and discussion points we've made throughout the series. But we do have Florida -145 home favorites here tonight in game five, looking to end this series and capture their first Stanley Cup in franchise history. The Panthers -145 home favorites, 5.5 the total. Florida leading this series, of course, 3-1. You look at Edmonton, it's very simple for them. Get the lead. First goal is critical. You saw what happened the other night in game four. They got the 1-0 goal early in the game. They got the 2-0 goal from Henrique. Beautiful deflection. That's another thing I didn't mention about the game four performance from Edmonton. Isn't it amazing how you finally kept it a little more simple? Pucks to the net, bodies to the net. Look at that Adam Henrique goal in the first period that made it 2-0, you know, is a perfect example. Edmonton took 4.5 games in this, well, 3 games into this series to really figure out how that is. But I think when you look at the Edmonton Oilers, they figured out that if we're going to finally puncture Sergei Bobrovsky and try to get some kind of success against him, that's the way we've got to play. Shoot the puck from anywhere. Stop looking for the perfect play. Stop looking for that perfect pass. And I think when you look at it, it's a situation where if the Oilers maintain that kind of attack, you know, like they did in game four, they're going to put themselves in a spot where they're going to have a chance to win this game tonight and extend the series. But that's got to be the commitment. You know, the time for looking for that extra pass, the time for looking to, you know, for that extra beautiful play with the puck in the offensive zone, those days are over now. Okay, you have no room for error. You've got to win three straight games to win a Stanley Cup. It's pound the puck toward the net and drive traffic toward the net. Okay, that's the way you're going to be successful here if you're the Edmonton Oilers. And it's a big reason why they got off to that hot start in game four, because that's what their goals were, crashing the net. And that's exactly what happened in the first goal, the second goal. And I think when you look at it, we'll see if Edmonton maintains that level of play. They did finally get their power play going, but let's not act like, wow, Edmonton got a power play goal finally for the first time in this series in game four. Now the floodgates are going to open for that vaunted power play. That was a 5-on-3 with Stolarz in net at that time when they finally got off the schneid and scored that first power play goal of the series. So I would say be a little bit careful as far as that is concerned. You've still got to see at a 5-on-4 situation if they can score with the man advantage. If you actually take out that 5-on-3 situation for a full 2 minutes that they had, as far as just a one-man advantage, 5-on-4 situation, they are still 0-for on the power play here in this series. So that's going to be something that they need to correct here in this game. McDavid was by far, finally, we can say he had a great game, and he did. I thought he had some decent games, but he had some games where he wasn't producing. He finally gets his first goal of the series, 3 assists to go with that. He does have the assist record in the postseason with the 32 that he got in that game. So, again, we'll see how he fares with that. But I think when you look at tonight, it's going to be critical, I think, for this Edmonton team that McDavid makes an impact, gets on the score sheet. It's going to be also extremely important for you know, the power play to get going, if at all possible. So again, it's going to be interesting to see if Edmonton does a lot of their game four, if they repeat game four as far as getting the traffic to the net, shooting from everywhere, and the power play converts at least once, that's going to be a formula to put themselves in a position, at least. I'm not saying for sure win the game, but put themselves in a position here tonight to win this game. Most of the lineup changes, by the way, are Edmonton's. There's only one lineup change for Florida tonight, and that's the Lamborghini. Ryan Lomberg is back in the lineup for a little increased physicality. They take Stephen Lawrence out on that fourth line. Lomberg comes in with Stenlund and Okposo. Pretty much everything else stays the same, though. Rodriguez, Barkov, and Reinhart, your top line. Verhaeghe, Bennett, Tkachuk, second line. Coolmint, Lustarinen, Lundell, and Tarasenko, the third line. And then the defensive pair stay the same. For Edmonton, you know, there was some shifting with the lines in game four. It paid off. Fogle with McDavid and Hyman worked, and they're going to stay together, it looks like. The Nuge with Dreisaitl and Holloway, who had a tremendous game four. That Dylan Holloway is someone to get excited about if you're Edmonton moving forward next year and beyond. He is definitely someone that is going to be I think a pretty solid offensive player for this team, especially if he gets top 6 minutes. And I think finally Chris Knobloch is, committing to that. Janmark, Henrique, and Brown on the third line. McLeod with Ryan and Perry, the fourth line. No changes on the blue line. It's still going to be Ekholm, Bouchard, Nurse, and Broberg, Kulak, and Cece. You're going to be your defensive pairs here tonight in this one. So as far as how I'm going to approach, you guys know that I'm on Florida to win the cup already. There's no need to take a money line. I do want to have some kind of investment, though, here on the Panthers tonight. And when I look at the money line now in the minus 150 range, because that's where it is, you can get as high as minus 150 right now with the Florida Panthers here on the money line. Why lay that price with Florida on the money line when you can actually, I think the better bet is their team total. Their team total is over 2.5, minus 160 in that range. 10 cents more. I feel better about that than I do the money line. I think it's just a better option, especially when I've got the cup future investment already. Just asking Florida to score minimum 3 goals tonight, which is something they've done in both home games in this series, which is something they have done in 3 of the 4 games so far in this series. First 3 games, they got to at least 3 goals in every game until, of course, game 4 when it became a blowout and basically it got away from them and they kind of shut it down with the big deficit. But I think Florida can get 3 tonight. Credit to Skinner, Stuart Skinner, for game four. I think it was one of the quietest 30-plus save performances you'll hear because of the fact the team scored 8 goals. But let's not lose sight of the fact Skinner had a very good game, you know, and there were a couple of big saves he made, including one on Verhaeghe when it was 2-1 Edmonton in the first period, which if he doesn't make that save, maybe the game ends up going in a different direction for the Edmonton Oilers. So you got to give him credit. I think, though, this is going to be one of those nights where Florida's going to be shooting a lot. There's going to be traffic in front of the net. And I think they've got a chance to get themselves back to that 3-goal level that they've been able to achieve in 3 of the 4 games in this series. So I've got a bet on that and a bet on over 5.5, just small. And I'm also going to go with the same game parlay from each end going into game 5 tonight. And we've talked about this before, the +2.5s, because I do think it's going to be a competitive game. We get back to, you know, a 1-goal, 2-goal kind of game. You know, Edmonton's got to, well, Edmonton can't roll over. Their season's over if they lose. So you don't expect them to go down without a fight here tonight in this game. I know there is that thought in the back of my mind, maybe after Edmonton blew them out, Florida, you know, not when they get the lead, they pile it on and they add on. But, you know, Edmonton's got to fight back with every fiber in their being if they fall behind tonight, because there's no tomorrow. So I'm still comfortable taking a shot with my traditional Oilers +2.5, Panthers +2.5, over 3.5 SGP, which is -120 at BetMGM. And then you could remove the, and then you could go on the other side of the spectrum, Oilers +2.5, Panthers +2.5, under 7.5, -135 at BetMGM. So I like both of those. I think we get a game that falls into that, much like we saw with game 3. Of the series in Edmonton. I think we get one of these deals where we get 4 to 7 goals in the game. And because, again, keep in mind, too, this could be one of these deals where maybe it's tight early, it's low scoring, it's a very pivotal game. Florida's going to try to tighten things up, stop the rush chances for Edmonton after exploding in that department in game 4, as the Oilers did. And so you could get a more methodical, slower pace early, less goals early, less chances early. But again, even if this is a 2-1, 2-0 type of game for Florida in the third period, the floodgates can open because of the empty net scenario where Edmonton's got to take Skinner out and pull the goalie earlier than normal if they are down in the third period of this game. So it could still get to the 4 goals you need as far as the same game parlay is concerned. So we're going to do the same game parlay from each end. We're going to do the +2.5s paired with over 3.5, -120, and the +2.5s paired with under 7.5 at -135. As far as props go, look, I'll say this. The best thing for me with betting Edmonton in this series has been cashing some of these props lately, because so much of the goal scoring has been from the non-Zach Hymans, the non-Connor McDavids, the non-Leon Draisaitls. You know, we've seen a lot of Holloway, Fogel. Nugent Hopkins finally scored his first goal of the series in game 4, but Fogel, McLeod, Henrique, you've gotten some of these depth players scoring. Janmark, I mean, you've gotten some of these depth players scoring the goals here for the Edmonton Oilers. So I would say if you're going to chance it with Edmonton goal props, now be careful with these. I don't know how much they're scoring tonight. It's a Florida team that's coming off an 8-goal allowance. They've been very good off giving up big goals all season long in the very next game as far as a better defensive effort. And you know Sergei Bobrovsky, my big fear with, you know, going peppering the board on Edmonton goal props is that it's a masterpiece and a Picasso from Bobrovsky tonight, which we know he's capable of. There's no question about that. So I would keep these all very small as far as the amount you put on these. But, you know, go back to the well with Fogel and the Nuge has value and Holloway has value and Henrique and Brown and Janmark and McLeod have value. And we have seen them all step up and score goals in this series for the Oilers. So I would just do some kind of potpourri of small goal prop bets involving those players. And then I think for the Florida Panthers, there's still great value on Evan Rodriguez playing with Barkov and Reinhart. I like the Barkov goal and assist combination, which has been very good in this series. I expect him to have a mammoth game here, both ends of the ice for the Florida Panthers as their captain. And the captain needs to lead, you know, in a game like this after you got trounced 8-1 in game 4. Sam Bennett goes without saying. We like that. As far as, and look, Tarasenko is someone you got to, he's now scored, I believe, in back-to-back games for the Panthers. So I don't mind that as a shot as well, as far as a goal prop. But I'm going to go to, and look, he has not been lighting it up necessarily in this series for the Florida Panthers, but I think situationally it makes it, he's got 1 point in the series, and it was an assist in game three for the Panthers, but not a single goal in the four games. In fact, shockingly, this guy is on a nine games drought without a goal in the playoffs. And I'm talking about Matthew Tkachuk. Matthew Tkachuk for the Florida Panthers hasn't scored a goal in nine games. But here's why I think I like him to make an impact tonight. He's going to crash the net. He's going to make life miserable for the Oiler blue liners. He's going to make life miserable for Skinner. You just know he's going to go to that blue paint time and time again and try to, you know, create chaos, create havoc, and end up, you know, getting an ugly goal that way. He is best friends with Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics, who, of course, won an NBA championship last night with the Celtics. They're both from St. Louis. That's how they know each other. That's how they're friends. They grew up together. And Jason Tatum already sent him like a little video message, and he posted it on social media saying, you know, Tkachuk, go get yours tonight, as in get your championship as well. I could see Tkachuk having a big game. Tkachuk also made a bold statement. I wouldn't call this full bore, full on Mark Messier 1994, but he did say going into this game tonight, we'll get the job done here in this game tonight. So I think Matthew Tkachuk to score a goal, maybe over 1.5 goals, over 1.5 points, and maybe a little bit on Matthew Tkachuk first goal, which you can get, you know, at a really nice price, obviously, if you shop around. First goal for Tkachuk is in that plus 1,200 range at FanDuel, plus 1,250 at Betano. I just think it's a night for Matthew Tkachuk where he's going to want to step up. His buddy Tatum got a championship. You want to end it tonight. He was vocal saying, you know, we're going to go out and get it done tonight, talking about game five. So, like I said, I think Florida here with Tkachuk, I think this is the time. I don't normally like, you know, coming in on and bouncing in backing players when they're struggling and they're cold and they've gone on a little bit of a drought like this with Tkachuk. But I'm going to make an exception tonight. But there's the quote from Terry where we have a chance to go capture the biggest goal of our lives. And I think after that, he said, yeah, we're going to do it. So, like I said, I think definitely Tkachuk is worth the look tonight. I think this is the night where maybe he can explode. So I think when you look at this situation, it could be a night for Tkachuk to step up, make that impact. I also think, though, from a Florida standpoint, it's tricky because usually at home, they're the team that outshoots their opponent. Maybe that does happen tonight. We'll have to wait and see. I'm torn on the goalie props because part of me thinks, look, Edmonton's the team facing elimination. They've got to pepper Bobrovsky, and Bobrovsky could have one of those 30-plus save type of nights. So I was actually leaning Bobrovsky over saves, but knowing what kind of a shot volume team is, a high shot volume team Florida is at home, you know, it, maybe Skinner can get over his saves prop too. But Bobrovsky's saves prop is only 25.5. So I don't mind taking a small bet with that. Skinner's saves prop for tonight is 26.5. So it's not much higher. So I think when you look at the save props here, I think both teams, both goalies might go over their save prop. Edmonton has to throw everything at the net. That's what they did in game four. It was very successful. And, you know, if Florida's got the lead, they'll probably not sit back completely, but they'll let Edmonton, you know, carry the play, shoot the puck a little bit. So Bobrovsky over saves, yes. And I think Skinner over saves can get there too, because Florida just shoots the puck a lot more. The volume's always gone up for them when they play at Amarant Bank Arena here in Sunrise. So those are definitely some options I would look at here as well. Shots on goal. I know someone in the chat said McDavid. It does make sense to look at McDavid. I will say that. You know, he's got to go down swinging. Whether he wins tonight or loses tonight, you got to have that shoot mentality. Over 3.5 shots for Connor McDavid. I could see that. For Florida, you know, Tkachuk certainly over shots because I talked about his props already. maybe Verhaeghe, maybe Reinhardt, Bennett as well. Bennett, you know, kind of cooled off with the shots on goal for a bit, but, you know, back home, I could see that him being a candidate maybe to go over that, say, that shots on goal prop as well. So, yeah, definitely a situation where there's a few of the shots on goal props we may look at tonight. Like I think, and like I said, too, both goalies might be able to get over the save prop as well tonight here in game five. Alex already told me that everything he's betting for this game is live tonight and will be live tonight during the BetCast. So he's doing all live betting for this game tonight. And a reminder, we do have our Patreon exclusive live BetCast. Is this the final game of the season? Is this the final BetCast of the season? We will find out tonight. Patreon exclusive game five, Oilers and Panthers, 8 o'clock PM Eastern, 5 o'clock PM Pacific. Patreon members, leave your email address in the comment section of where the YouTube link will be posted. And we'll send you the link to your email address to join us on the BetCast tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. And again, if you want to join us on the BetCast and or watch the BetCast live as it unfolds, make sure you sign up $10 per month, patreon.com/iceguys. Our sides totals and player props for the each game day for the remainder of the Stanley Cup final get posted there. Goalie charts, totals charts, of course, bonus content. We've got lots of bonus content coming up, by the way, in the offseason. We're going to do Q&A videos. We're going to do some maybe – we're going to do a our free agency recap show, which we've done annually in years past, the second week of July, about the first week after free agency period opens. We will be doing that show exclusive to Patreon members this year as well. So looking forward to that, our free agency recap show. In the second week of July, we have our Players Suite interview series coming back this off season as well. When you look at what we did last season with that and the response we got, everyone loved the interviews, just talking to current and former players about their playing career, NHL talk as well. Just a lot of fun doing that. We'll be bringing it back this year. We do have a couple brothers editions of the player suite scheduled. We're going to get our good friends, of course, the Robinsons, Matt and Ryan. We're going to probably do one kind of show with them. Player suite in the off season. We're going to try to do one with Jacob and Eric Della Rose. Of course, we've had Eric on the show before. They're brothers. They both played hockey. Eric at one time did. Jacob still does. Jacob was in the NHL for a bit. Now he's back home in Sweden, but yeah, we will have the those two possibly in a Q&A. We've got other players on the radar, former AHL players, people that played in the NHL in the past. Jan Heda is someone that we're finally, I think, going to get around to having on with us during the Players Suite interview series. And I know Matt Robinson might be interested to hear that potential guest candidates on the radar for the Players Suite this offseason is someone that played multiple seasons with the Dallas Stars. So I know that'll get him excited a little bit. But yeah, we're looking forward to the Player Suite interview series, season two, if you will, after we did it last year. And of course, all those episodes will be exclusive to Patreon members. So again, patreon.com/iceguys, just $10 per month for the BetCast tonight and beyond. Make sure you sign up. And also check out the Ice Guys store. Get your gear and your merch at iceguys.myspreadshop.com. Right now, it looks like the 15% off of all items on the website. I believe that is no longer in play. No, it's not. So, but again, check out the Ice Guys store. Get your gear and your merch, iceguys.myspreadshop.com. Yeah, that offer expired yesterday. So, again, but still great items. Make sure you check it out, iceguys.myspreadshop.com. All right, we got best bets, bargain bin special of the night coming up in just a moment, right after we hear from our great sponsor.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Boston Hemp Inc., make sure you check them out. Get 20% off all orders on the website using the promo code ICEGUYS at BostonHempInc.com. All right, bargain bin special of the night. Could be the last bargain bin special segment of the season. We will find that out tonight. But for me, as far as the bargain bin special for this game five with the Panthers and the Oilers, let's see what we've got here. I'm just going to check the prices, make sure it fits. But I am going to go with Matthew Tkachuk to get 2 goals. I like it. It's something a little bit different. We don't always go this route, but I think if there's a guy that's got that potential to score 2 tonight, it is Tkachuk. I like that, you know, situation that we've got, that little intangible element where, you know, he sees his buddy Jason Tatum win a title last night. He's going to look to have a big game tonight and follow that up. And it wouldn't shock me if he does. I definitely like him to get a goal, but unfortunately, the goal prop on its own is not bargain bin worthy. But getting 2 goals, I'm willing to take that chance here tonight. Plus 1,400 at FanDuel, plus 1,600, 16-1 at Bet365 for Matthew Tkachuk to score 2 goals tonight. I'm definitely going to take a look at that. Tkachuk over 1.5 goals, plus 1,600, 16-1 for my bargain bin special of the night. All right, best bets, Florida team total over 2.5, minus 160. Again, it's 10 cents more than the money line. To me, it's a better bet than the money line. I think if you're going to bet the money line, take a shot with Edmonton that they'll win force game 6. I'm not fully on board that that's going to happen. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be something like 4-3 Florida or 3-2 Florida. And that's why I'm off. I'm on the over 5.5 small. We can always bet the total more during the betcast tonight. But I feel comfortable that Florida can get 3 goals, and I'm willing to lay a minus 160 in this situation. They've scored 3 goals or more in the first 3 games in the series, up until game 4, when of course the roof caved in. It got away from them in that game. And of course, the great thing about the team total is it could be 2-1 Florida in the third, and there's the empty net magic you need, because Edmonton's going to have to pull the goalie likely earlier than usual. And you certainly end up, you know, with all kinds of opportunity for the Florida Panthers to get 3 goals tonight. So Florida Panthers team total over 2.5, minus 160. That will be the best bet for game 5. Here tonight. All right. A shout out to everyone in the chat. Hit the like button. We appreciate it very much. Looking forward to the betcast tonight. Fascinating game 5. Has Edmonton figured something out, or was that just a blip on the radar and Florida ends it tonight and wins their first Stanley Cup? We'll have to wait and see. But shout out to everyone in the chat. And a reminder, the Ice Guys is live right here on YouTube. If you can't watch the show live, download the Ice Guys podcast in audio form on all major podcast platforms, including True TV Plus. Download the True TV Plus app on all Roku, Amazon, and Apple devices. I'm Ian Cameron. Have a great Tuesday night. Enjoy Game 5, and we'll see you for the Patreon exclusive live betcast, 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. We'll see you then for the betcast right here on the Ice Guys.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.